Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Sivan Kuf Nun Gimel. We're up to Sif Hei. To understand Sif Hei, it's not the easiest Sif, but we are going to go plow through it today, and we'll hopefully understand and get a little bit of Halacha L'maisa out, some practical things also. So a little Hagdama over here. We learned before in Sif Beis, the end of Sif Beis, we learned over there that if you sell something that is a Dara Shib Kedusha, we said before, that you can only use it for Malin B'Kodesh Ve'ein Morinin, only for something that if you sell, you can use the money only for something equal in value, perhaps, or for sure, you could be Malin B'Kodesh, you cannot be Moridin. And we said, even after you buy something after you sold the money, if you have extra money afterwards, okay, they sell, let's say, the Aron Kodesh to buy a Sefer Torah, they ended up having extra money after the Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to use that money for anything less. That's when you sell the Sefer Torah. The reason is the money is nitbas b'kedusha. The kedusha is nitbas on the money, and therefore is going to be us. And therefore it's going to be us to use it for anything less. Over here we are not discussing selling davar shebikedusha. We're discussing over here they do a collection to buy something of a davar shebikedusha. They're going ahead and buying something. The tzibur is buying a sefer Torah. The tzibur is buying an Aron Kodesh, whatever it might be, and they're doing a collection for it. Over here, says Rava in the Gemara Megillah, Daf Kav Zayin Amabez, Amar Rava Lo Shanu Elisha Machru V'Hotiru. If they're Machru V'Hotiru, you're not allowed to use the money for anything less of Kedusha. Aval Gava V'Hotiru Motor, but if they have a collection of the money, and then there is extra money afterwards, after they collect and they use it already to buy the thing, they're allowed to go ahead and use the money. Why is that? What's the difference between a collection and selling? Because over here there was no Tfisas Kedusha on the money. When you sell a davar shebe kedusha, so the kedusha from something you sell goes on the money that you sold it for. When you just collect the money, there's no kedusha on this money yet. There's just like kibiyachol a neder. It's like the tzibur makes a neder that this is what they want to buy. Once you fulfilled that neder and bought what the tzibur wanted to buy with the money, now you have extra money. You can go ahead and the tzibur can go ahead and use it for whatever they want. That's how we're going to understand the beginning of the mechaber. Look inside. Im gavu ma'os livno bekenazin. If you collect money for a shul, a base manager, liknos teva, or to buy an Aron Kodesh or a bima, omid pachat, o sefer Torah, or the mantle, or the sefer Torah itself. And now they want to change the money and use it for something else. So that's not motor. They can only change the money what was collected for and buy something of greater value because they made an edit to buy a certain type of kedusha. So they can only be malim nekodesh. That din is very similar to what we saw before selling. Aval, this is where the change comes. Aval in asubama dover shagavo tambishvilo. If they already bought the thing that they wanted to buy it for, okay, that they collected the money for, they already bought it. Mishanina motor lekol mashi yirtzu. Over here, you can mishana the motar, the extra money they have all left over. They can use it over here. The lashon the mechaber lekol mashi yirtzu. Anything they want to go ahead and use it for, that is going to be motor. Okay, it's mashm over here that you can even buy davar chol. And there are some opinions that hold it. Rabbi Yeruchim in the Rishonim corner of the Sharetzin over here. You want to use it for whatever you want, you can go ahead and use it for. The Magen Avram seems to side to this, but then the Magen Avram pulls back a little bit, and we go l'halacha l'maisa like the following in Mishnah Berurah. Siv katan yudal l'kol mash yirtzu haynu afilu davar shein bo kedusha klal. You can buy something that does not have a davar she kedusha ela shu tzarchei tzibur, but it has to be something that's l'tzarech tzibur. You can't go ahead and buy stam whatever you want to buy. You have to buy something that the tzibur is going to. So if you buy the food for the kiddush on Shabbos, that might be fine also. It's not a davar she kedusha, but it's l'tzarechei tzibur, and therefore l'chora that might be going to be mutter for sure. Other things that are tzarech tzibur that is not a davar she kedusha are all going to be mutter. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens like over here. So once again, if you may have a collection, they have a big fund coming up, let's buy a new Aron Kodesh. Let's get an Aron Kodesh for the shul, and they collect more money than they wanted. Okay? So number one is they can't decide, we don't really want an Aron Kodesh. Let's buy a new shul with it. That's going to be usher because that's lower amount of Kedusha. Even though they collected so much money, they could buy a new shul with it, that would not be a brim. But after they bought an Aron Kodesh, okay, they spent the first $10,000 on Aron Kodesh and they collected $50,000. You have another $40,000 left from the collection. It's going to be mutter for them. Use the extra $40,000 to whatever they want as long as they use it for Tzarchei Tzibur. That's the beginning of the Mechaber. Now, similarly, let's, before we go on, similarly, Halacha L'maisa, Okay, we see over here, if you collect something, let's go weiter in the Mechaber. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber. Now it's like this. Vim kishigavu hamos. However, if they collect the money, hit nu lasos chetzami motar adami, and the time when they collecting the money, they already make a tnai that we can use this money for whatever we want. So we're collecting for our own kodesh, but if we decide whatever we want to use it for, we're going to use it for that. So that tnai works. You can really buy whatever you want with the money because they make a tnai. So therefore, it's not like a neder that they have to buy it by the Aron Kodesh. So what happens now? So afilu kanu, even if they go ahead and buy the Aron Kodesh, umachru, and then they sell the Aron Kodesh, v'chadru v'kanu, before we said if you sell the Aron Kodesh, it's nitpas adam, and you can't use the money now for anything less. Over here, they get the money back. V'kanu kedusha mixas adamim, motor lahorid amotor. Once again, after they buy a little bit of the money, they could be morid the motor. Even though we said before in Sif Bet, even the leftover money after selling a davar shebe kedusha, you can only use it for greater kedusha. Over here, since they made the tnai at the beginning, says the mechaber that it's not nitbas a kedusha on the motar, on the remaining money, and they can go ahead and use it for whatever they want. Avim lo hisnu shekashigavu. They did not make a tnai when they do that. Elishamachru hisnu. Also learned that when they make the tnai when they're selling it, that's not going to help. It has to make the tnai when they collected the money. So the das lemachaber over here is, if they make a tnai that's not going to be nitbas kedushin, therefore, after they bought the Aron Kodesh and sold it again, after they buy a less valued Aron Kodesh, let's say, and there's extra money, they could morid it from its kedusha. That's the sheet of the mechaber. The Gra disagrees. Over here, Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Tezvav, the Gra says, and the Eli Rabba says, who cares that they made a tnai at the beginning? The end of the day, they ended up using the money for the Aron Kodesh. Once they bought the Aron Kodesh it, and now they sell it, it's all automatically the money is nitbas kedusha. Okay, it's gonna be tofes the kedusha on it. The esher she came in she'achar kanu stam mikol adamim chayla kedusha mikol akniya, and the whole kniya of asher achakach she'machru v'hotiru. And that sounds like the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins halacha lemaisa. Okay, so we see over here once again these collections. Okay, depending on how its money is collected, what they could do with the motar dummy. It definitely sounds over here, after they make a collection, they could change it, number one, they could change it for something greater in Kedusha. That seems like it's going to be automatically motar. And now, more than that is if there's extra money after a collection, so long as they haven't bought anything, the extra money they're allowed to go ahead and use, like we saw at the beginning of the Mechaber. So what does that mean? Let's say some guy's a big veer. Okay, a big veer comes, renter comes, and he says, I want to donate a Beit Knesset. And he gives the money for the Beit Knesset. And he built me a shul. So does that mean that now they could go ahead and buy a Sefer Torah with that money? So that's what it sounds like from the Mechaber. If you collect money for one thing in Kedusha, you could buy something with greater Kedusha. That's what it sounds like. But that is Pasha, that's not true. Both the Piskei Tshuvos and Osei over here in our Siman and Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsol says, no, this is only talking about the Siman is when you do a public collection. If you do a public collection for something, then the Gabe could change it, the president of the shul, whatever it is, the board of the shul could go ahead and decide it. They want something greater Kedusha. If a specific person gives his money and he says, I want to buy something specific, they can't go ahead and buy something else with it. He donated the money for a specific cause. If he's donating money for a specific cause, they would not be allowed to go ahead and change the money. Now, the Roma says like this now. Vim kanu bidamim elu shigavu etzim avanim. If they go ahead, they collect the money, let's say, for a new shul. They went out and bought limber and stones with the lumber and stones with the money. So chala kedushas adamim ala etzim avanim. Now the money, the transformation of the kedusha goes to the money. Now they bought etzim avanim on it, set aside for kedusha. Those etzim avanim are kedush now. V'asra lishanosim rak lekedusha l'chamura. You would be only allowed to now transfer it for something of greater kedusha. If you set it aside for a Beit Knesset, if they want to sell the etzim avanim, they could collect the money now and use it for a Beit Knesset. They could use it for something of greater kedusha, but not to lower the kedusha. If they someone breaks etzim avanim in order to build a shul, im bali yad gabai, if the gabai gets it in his hands already, the gabai, the Beis Knesset, the person's in charge, aser lishanosa, he cannot go ahead and change it. Rak l'kedusha chamura, can only use these etzim avanim for greater amounts of kedusha. The kodem shabali de gabai. However, if the etzim avanim were just brought to the shul, but they did not get in their possession yet, the gabai did not take it in. Motor lishanosan, he is allowed to change his etzim avanim and use it for less kedusha. Avol mikol makom lo yuchal lachzer boba. They cannot be chozer once they made it's like a declaration that these etzim avanim are giving to the shul. It's like a donation. He can't change his mind.
Okay, that's very simple all the time. When you have a collection in a shul, okay, they're selling the leaves, whatever it is. Once you say, I'm giving the money, that's like a neder, and you cannot go ahead and take this back. But before the money actually gets to the gabbai, so then they could still, the shul could do things with the money before. Once it gets to the gabbai for a specific purpose, then it has to be used for that purpose or for greater kedusha. So that is just pashut pshat on understanding this mechaber and ramah. It's a difficult one, but it's very important to understand. Just word for word over here what's going on. Now, what very, very halach l'maisa shala like this is, let's say there's a fire in the shul burns down. Let's say you lose your tefillin, okay, and you have insurance. Insurance is going to pay for the shul. Insurance is going to pay for the tefillin. What's with the money that you get from the insurance? Are you allowed to change that? Are you allowed to use it for something less kedusha? Can I use it for whatever I want? I'm sure a lot of people don't know this. Halach l'maisa, what comes out of our simon, it is somewhat of a machlokas in the poskim. Moreno Rabin Rav Nevinsal told me, Allah l'maisa, if you get insurance money for a davar shel kedusha, that money is nitpas b'kedusha, and therefore you would be only allowed to use that money now to move a new set of tefillin, if that's what they were paying for, or to build a new shul for that, or something of greater kedusha. Once again, Malin v'kodesh v'ed Moridin, if someone thinks, oh wow, I have another pair of tefillin. Oh, you know what? I don't want such an expensive pair of tefillin. I'm not going to use it. Okay? So whatever it might be, he is not allowed to take that money and go on vacation with his wife. That is absolutely going to be usher. The shul cannot take the money and put it to the kiddush fund. That is absolutely going to be usher. They would have to take the insurance money with nitbas b'kedusha and use it for either the same amount of kedusha that you're buying for or for greater amounts of kedusha. That's what would be halacha l'maisa based on our simchat.